Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a place where the Indian Navy divers have just set to Guinness World Records, unfurling the largest Indian flag underwater and creating the tallest human stack underwater, all at the beautiful Swaraj Dweep, formerly known as Havelock Island, in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. What makes this significant is that these islands, with their unique geography and strategic role, have returned to focus. First, the geography of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands is noteworthy, comprising 836 islands, islets, and rocks in the Bay of Bengal. The 10-degree channel separates the Andaman and Nicobar groups, with Indira Point being the southernmost point of India, located on Great Nicobar Island. The largest island in the Andaman group is North Andaman, covering approximately 1,375 square kilometers, while the largest in the Nicobar group is Great Nicobar, spanning about 921 square kilometers. Crucially, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands are located near the Strait of Malacca, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. This location makes them critical for Indian Ocean region surveillance and maritime domain awareness. It is worth pausing here to note that the islands house India's only tri-service command, the Andaman and Nicobar Command, established in 2001. The government has also approved a holistic development project for Great Nicobar, worth 72,000 crore rupees, which includes a transshipment port, an international airport, a township, and a power plant. And here is something that surprises many students: the islands are home to 5 particularly vulnerable tribal groups, or PVTGs. These groups are the Sentinelese, found on North Sentinel Island, with no contact maintained, the Jarwa, living in South and Middle Andaman, the Onge, inhabiting Little Andaman, are the Great Andamanese, residing on Strait Island, and the Shompan, found on Great Nicobar Island. Now let us turn to India's semiconductor manufacturing push, which has accelerated significantly. The India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, is India's structural response to the near-zero semiconductor ecosystem in the country, where virtually all chips are imported. Semiconductors are critical for various applications, including smartphones, electric vehicles, defense systems, satellites, medical devices, and AI infrastructure. Building on this, the ISM has approved 12 units as of May 2026, including the first commercial GaN, or gallium nitride, based mini microLED display facility, which is important for next-gen display technology. The ISM covers semiconductor fabs, display fabs, compound semiconductors, and packaging units. But why does this matter? It matters because India's semiconductor supply chain and strategic importance cannot be overstated, given the country's growing needs and dependencies on technology. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Andaman and Nicobar Islands' physical geography, including the 10-degree channel and Indira Point, is relevant to GS Paper 1, Geography. The Tri-Service Command and Island Development, Balancing Tribal Rights, fall under GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance. The India Semiconductor Mission, including its budget and technological aspects like GaN technology and display manufacturing, pertains to GS Paper 3, Economy and Science and Technology. So what exactly changed with the India Semiconductor Mission? The ISM 1.0 was launched in 2021 with a 76,000 crore rupee outlay, and now ISM 2.0 has an enhanced allocation in the budget 2026-27. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, oversees this mission. Key states involved in semiconductor manufacturing include Gujarat, Assam, Andhra Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, and Punjab. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands comprise 836 islands, islets, and rocks in the Bay of Bengal. The 10-degree channel separates the Andaman and Nicobar groups. Indira Point is the southernmost point of India, located on Great Nicobar Island. The largest island in the Andaman group is North Andaman, covering approximately 1,375 square kilometers. The largest island in the Nicobar group is Great Nicobar, spanning about 921 square kilometers. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands are located near the Strait of Malacca, about 150 kilometers from Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Swaraj Dweep was renamed from Havelock Island in 2018. There are 5 PVTGs in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, the Sentinelese, Jarva, Onge, Great Andamanese, and Shompen. The Andaman and Nicobar Command, or ANC, is India's only tri-service command, established in 2001. The Indian Navy divers set to Guinness records in May 2026, unfurling a 60-by-40-meter flag and creating a 10-meter human stack underwater. Moving on to the India Semiconductor Mission, the ISM 1.0 was launched in 2021 with a 76,000 crore rupee outlay. The ISM 2.0 has an enhanced allocation in the budget 2026-27. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or METWI, oversees this mission. The first GaN-based mini microLED display facility has been approved. Key states involved in semiconductor manufacturing include Gujarat, Assam, Andhra Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, and Punjab. Now, let us examine the mains angels. First, examine the strategic importance of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands in the context of India's Indian Ocean strategy. Second, critically assess India's semiconductor manufacturing ambitions and the structural challenges that must be overcome. Third, consider how the tribal rights of PVTGs in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands balance against development imperatives. In conclusion, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, with their unique geography and strategic significance, and India's semiconductor manufacturing push, represent crucial aspects of India's development and security landscape, underscoring the need for balanced approaches to development, technology, and the protection of vulnerable tribal groups. The significance of these topics extends to their implications for India's geopolitical standing and economic growth, highlighting the intricate connections between geography, technology, and governance.